Go to the reading of God's Word now in Jeremiah 16. Jeremiah 16, verses 1 through 21. Jeremiah 16, verses 1 through 21. Hear now the word of our God. The word of the Lord also came to me, saying, You shall not take a wife for yourself, nor have sons or daughters in this place. For thus says the Lord concerning the sons and daughters born in this place, and concerning their mothers who bear them, and their fathers who begat them in this land. They will die of deadly diseases. They will not be lamented or buried. They will be as dung on the surface of the ground and come to an end by sword and famine, and their carcasses will become food for the birds of the sky and for the beasts of the earth. For thus says the Lord, Do not enter a house of mourning, or go to lament or to console them. For I have withdrawn my peace from this people, declares the Lord, my loving kindness and compassion. Both great men and small will die in this land. They will not be buried. They will not be lamented. Nor will anyone gash himself or shave his head for them. Men will not break bread in mourning for them, to comfort anyone for the dead, nor give them a cup of consolation to drink for anyone's father or mother. Moreover, you shall not go into a house of feasting to sit with them to eat and drink. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I am going to eliminate them from this place. Before your eyes and in your time, the voice of rejoicing and the voice of gladness and the voice of the groom and the voice of the bride. Now when you tell this people all these words, they will say to you, For what reason has the Lord declared all this great calamity against us? And what is our iniquity or what is our sin which we have committed against the Lord our God? And you are to say to them, It is because your forefathers have forsaken me, declares the Lord, and have followed other gods and served them and bowed down to them, but they have forsaken and have not kept my law. You too have done evil, even more than your forefathers, for behold, you are each one walking according to the stubbornness of his own evil heart without listening to me. So I will hurl you out of this land into the land which you have not known, neither nor you nor your fathers. And there you will serve other gods day and night, for I will grant you no favor. Therefore, behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when it will no longer be said, As the Lord lives, who brought up the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But, as the Lord lives, who brought the sons of Israel from the land of the north and from all the countries where he has banished them, for I will restore them to their own land, which I gave to their fathers. Behold, I'm going to send for many fishermen, declares the Lord, and they will fish for them. And afterwards I will send for many hunters, and they will hunt them from every mountain and every hill and from the clefts of the rocks. For my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from my face, nor is their iniquity concealed from my eyes. I will first doubly repay their iniquity and their sin, because they have polluted my land. They have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of their detestable idols and with their abominations. O Lord, my strength and my stronghold and my refuge in the day of distress, to you the nations will come from the ends of the earth and say, Our fathers have inherited nothing but falsehood, futility and things of no profit. Can man make gods for himself? Yet they are not gods. Therefore, behold, I am going to make them know. This time I will make them know my power and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. And that is God's word. The judgment coming against Judah and Jerusalem will be so severe that Yahweh has instructions for Jeremiah and his particular life. So Jeremiah, you're not to set up a house of your own. You're not to take a wife. You're not to have children. Because the families and children of this place, of Judah and Jerusalem, will die of deadly diseases and come under the power of the sword and famine, and their bodies will be devoured by birds and beasts. Also, Jeremiah, you are not to enter a house of mourning or go and lament and console the people of Judah. You're not to do so because I, Yahweh, am removing my peace from the people. And that teaches us something about the peace of God. That it comes often through His people, His own people, God's people, consoling and mourning with one another. And here God is saying, do not go and console and mourn with them because I'm removing my peace from them. Which implies that the consoling and mourning of God's people with others brings the peace of God to them. Yahweh says He's removed His covenant mercy and He's removed His faithfulness from them because they've rebelled, they have not repented, they have turned their own way and they've worshipped other gods. They are, as He's basically saying, they are now no longer my people. And so Jeremiah, do not mourn for them or console them. You're also not to feast with them. The Lord is saying here that He has cut them off. He's excommunicating them. Similar to 1 Corinthians 5. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people, not at all meaning the sexual immoral of this world or the greedy and swindlers and idolaters, since then they would need to go out of the world. Or you would need to go out of the world. But now I'm writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed or is an idolater, reviler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such a one. And those people who in the church have been found guilty of such things and yet have not repented is what Paul's dealing with there. You are not even to eat with such a one, those who have been excommunicated. How can Yahweh remove His peace from them and judge them? Verses 10 and 13 through 13 show because of their great wickedness, their iniquity, their forsaking the Lord, their idolatry, they're not listening to the Word of God. And yet we are also given a word of hope for Israel. There will be a remnant. There will be some who turn back to the Lord and they will be delivered. A promise also to us. If you turn back to God, you will be delivered. Even though right now, God is saying you will be judged because you still remain in wickedness and your idolatry. But you can turn back, and so there is a possibility of hope for all. The judgment is coming. These people here need to repent, and they need to come and confess that their fathers had sinned, but not only that their fathers had sinned, that's not the more serious thing, but that they have taken part in their father's sin. Here he's calling for a corporate repentance. Corporate repentance is often, at least with Israel, is seeing the sin of your fathers, repenting of them because you have committed the same sins. And they here need to turn back from their sin unto God and know Him, to know His power, to know His might, to know His name. That name which is here Yahweh, or the Lord. And that is our calling continually, to know the Lord and follow Him. And if we deviate from that path, we'll be in the place that Israel is in. If we stay on that path of knowing the Lord and following Him, we will be like the remnant who will be delivered from the wrath of God. Let's pray. Father, we praise You that You're a God who has made Himself known. Throughout most of the world, people have heard of You. Throughout some of the world, people have heard the gospel. And we praise You that the gospel has gone forth and continues to go forth. We ask that it would continue and be spread and more people would believe on the salvation. Father, we ask that You would be glorified now in our time as we thank You that You are the judge, that You sit on the throne, and that You judge justly and wisely and fairly. Father, we praise You that You're a God of grace, a God of mercy, a God who does not remove from us who have believed in who believe the gospel. You do not remove your covenant faithfulness and covenant mercy. And here we see an example of people in Israel who were like many in the church today who have heard the gospel and yet continued to spurn you and turn from you, rebel against you, forsake your name, who turn to things of this world often and really don't care about the gospel at all. Here we see that they will be judged. Father, we ask that you would turn their hearts unto you now, this day. That this would be the day of their salvation. Father, we praise you that you have brought us thus far. For we deserved eternal death, and to receive that eternal death immediately upon being conceived. And yet you, in your mercy, were patient with us. As your elect children, you brought us to a point where we heard the gospel and you sent the Spirit and you changed our hearts and you changed our wills and you changed our affections and you caused us to believe, and we believed and we rejoiced in your Son, our Savior. Father, may that joy never die. May you grow that joy, that we would have joy exceedingly and abundantly, and that would impact our whole life, that the hope that is within us, that would guide us in our focus to not only looking back to the cross, but looking forward to what awaits us, being with you forever and ever, that we would give up all things in hope of that. So, Father, as we continue worshiping you now, may your name be praised. The gracious and yet powerful and mighty name, Yahweh. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.